Is outdoor living limited at your place? Well, imagine a deck, a patio, pergola, fire pit, maybe even an outdoor kitchen in your yard. Outdoor Living Unlimited is a local, family-owned company that consults, designs, and builds these things. And they're the best. Let them make outdoor living unlimited in your yard like they did in ours. We are Wisconsin. We live outdoors as much as possible. Make the most of it with help from Outdoor Living Unlimited. See OutdoorLivingUnlimited.com.
This is The Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.
When it comes to home repairs, we could all use a guy. Well, we've got the guy, and we've got the show. For all your home improvement questions, we've got answers. This is The Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Presented by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Now, here's your host, Dayton Kane and David Nason.
Hour number two, we thank you for listening. David, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Five-year celebration. You said that when you started, Eric Brown, was he? Oh, no. When Tom Faza announced he was done, then Eric Brown was on the show that day. Is that true, Eric Brown?
Yes.
Yeah. Was that a crazy day or what?
Yeah.
That definitely was a wild day, just because we didn't know. I walked into the studio, in my mind, I had my game plan for how I wanted to answer questions or at least talk about different topics during segments. And I walk in and Tom just said, today's going to be my last show. I'm going to retire after this. And it became Tom Faza's hour. You know, I mean, you tip your hat to the legend. The Fix-It Show was him for a long time, and he is Mr. Fix-It. And that was a wild moment in my radio history, because I mean, that was just it was a surprise for sure, but it was also a really, we created a really nice hour for Tom.
Yeah. Well, it was 2 hours, really. Yeah, you were on the second hour.
Yeah,
I was listening, like I said, in Folly Beach. His family knew, and I knew that he was walking in to do that, and only because he had lined me up to fill in
the next week,
in the next few weeks. And then here we are,
5 years later.
Right,
David Nason's still doing the show. Yeah. So,
great.
All right, Eric Brown, Outdoor Living Unlimited. Tell people what you guys do.
So Outdoor Living Unlimited, that's the part of the company that we do the hardscapes. Everyone has our Eric Brown and Aaron Brown as owners of Siding Unlimited, but we also own Outdoor Living Unlimited. So we like to say that Siding Unlimited will replace the patio door, that when you walk out of that patio door, Outdoor Living Unlimited gets creative, and now we can build whatever your heart desires, whatever you can dream, whatever. We like to say, if you go on vacation and you bring ideas home and you want them in your backyard, that's the stuff that we do with decks, pavers, outdoor kitchens, in-ground pools, screen rooms, pergolas, all of this stuff that you can build, just outside your house. And it doesn't have to be the backyard. We do a lot all over the house, you know, around the house, wherever you have space. It doesn't even have to attach to the house. It can be a space in the yard. We've done some really cool gathering spaces, creating outdoor kitchens or just relaxation stations that are in somebody's yard that's away from the house, that if they just want to get away, that's their place to go. So the imagination is the key here. You bring ideas to us, we have our ideas, we'll throw some things at you that might enhance your vision, and we'll see what sticks, then we'll build it.
OutdoorLivingUnlimited.com is the website. You can. I was sitting next to John, so at the home show, which we'll get into next segment, our Siding Unlimited booth is right next to the Outdoor Living Unlimited booth. And I was sitting there talking to John while there was nobody around who was in Outdoor Living Unlimited's booth. And I said, man, when I scroll the Instagram page, I am amazed at the projects that you guys are doing. So we'll get into all that when we come back. It is hour number two of the Fix-It Show. Eric Brown from Outdoor Living Unlimited on with us on WTMJ.
Dayton and David, it's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Thank you for joining us. It's going to be sunny this afternoon, a high of 32. It's 31 already in Milwaukee. Eric Brown from Outdoor Living Unlimited on with us. The Realtor's Home and Garden Show going on. Almost 300 displays, and two of them belong to you, Eric. Let's explain what's going on at the home show this weekend and next.
Three displays belong to us.
That's right.
Yesterday was the kickoff for the next 2 weekends and a couple midweek days. It's
closed Monday, Tuesday.
Closed Monday, Tuesday, come back Wednesday. Thursday. Yep. And then into next weekend and or through next weekend. So bring your ideas. If you want to really talk to people in the industry, it's really an opportunity rather than spending 2 or 3 weeks trying to get a couple companies out to the house. You can go out and talk to the companies directly and all in one place. It's a great place to get a feel for who you're going to work with. I always talk about these home shows as, I mean, like people ask, like, isn't it weird? All your competition is there and all that. And it's like, that doesn't bother me because some of our competition, we use similar products, the same products, but it's not how we use them. You know what I mean? Or it's all about how we use them. We might use them differently than our competition. We have different installers and it's a skill. Like everything that we do, the trades, it's all skill based. It can be artwork. It can be, it's the people you work with that bring your vision to reality around your house, and getting a chance to know them and meet them is, and you can go from booth to booth and you might, yep, we'll never work with that guy. We'll never work with that person. We'll never work that. And then you might come to us and be like, hey, you know what? This stuff makes sense. You know, obviously I'm biased. but you mentioned three, we have three displays. We have our, Outdoor Living Unlimited display, which really shows a number of deck colors, all in good size, not just samples, but I believe they're 5x5 squares. There's 20 different squares all laid out to give us our floor. And then we have one of these automated pergolas. It's extruded aluminum, powder coat paint, so it's quality made. That's what those words mean, is quality. It's quality made. And it's automated pergola. So it is aluminum. You can get them in a couple different colors, primarily black. You can get white. You can get a beige. But if you picture a pergola with the slats at the top, those, because it's automated, those can remain open to allow sunlight and air to flow. Or if the sun's too bright or it's shining down and you want some shade, you can, or if it's a little bit of overcast and you start feeling some drops, but you still want to be outside, you can close those louvers. You can close those slats. And now you've got a ceiling and you've got a ceiling that will funnel. It's a gutter system that'll funnel the water down and out. And now you stay dry. And then it also has screens on the sides that you can press a button and the screens will go up and out of the way. So you have a clear view of your surroundings. Or if it's a little windy, because the screens do offer a little bit of a wind block, or a little bit of bug protection or anything like that, but you can control your environment. Press the button, the screens come down. We have heating elements inside these rooms, lights, you know, a lot of different little accessories that go along with it, making really a cool project. So that's at the home show in our Outdoor Living Unlimited booth. Then we have two Siding Unlimited booths, one with siding roofing windows in it, stone, so bring your ideas there if you're looking to redo the exterior of your house. And then the other booth that we have is a Siding Unlimited and a Pella booth combined, where we have 8 different Pella windows and a Provia. Provia is not Pella, it's a different manufacturer, but a Provia entry door. So we show a lot down there, and we're really proud of that. So if you come down to the show, stop by, talk to one of the guys, might talk to Dayton.
I'll be there today.
And if you don't make it to the show, set up a time, meet with us at our showroom. We've got a great showroom with all the products on display as well.
Which is about 10 minutes up the road from the Wisconsin State Fairgrounds, actually. Open 9 to noon today, right?
Yes. Yeah, the showroom itself is open 9 to noon. Otherwise, come down and then pay for parking, pay for a ticket to get in, pay for all expensive beer or expensive burger, all that stuff. The Realtors Home and Garden Show is probably going to be mad at me for saying all that, but it is really a cool venue to go down to if you want to check out a lot of different companies, a lot of different products. If you're like, nope, we like you guys, we just want to work with you, come right to our showroom, 9 to noon, or after that setup a time. I mean, we're available all Monday through Friday as well, but set up a time, you get one-on-one attention. That's the best way.
Exactly. And you can find it on at Larry Court. It's just like by Gerke's Corners there by the Barker and Blue Moon. Yeah. So
really easy to get
really
there.
Easy to get to. So
665 Larry Court in your GPS, and your car will take you right into the parking lot.
Exactly. Exactly. Good stuff. All right. We are going to take a break. When we come back, more with Eric Brown from Outdoor Living Unlimited. You can check them out at outdoorlivingunlimited.com. It is the Fix It Show on WTMJ.
David Mason and Dayton Kay. It's the Fix It Show on WTMJ.
The Rocks.
Barely Civil playing.
What's
in the
name
background
of the song?
There. Isaac, yeah.
This song's called Better Now.
The
Better
drumming now. In this song is amazing.
It's amazing, yes.
Isaac, the drummer for this band, if you didn't know.
He's the drummer.
Where are you guys playing next round here, anywhere?
We are playing at the Cactus Club on April 22nd.
Okay. Put it on your calendars. All right. We are doing the Fix It Show here on WTMJ with Eric Brown from Outdoor Living Unlimited. You talked about the pergola that you have set up at the show.
I have a question about that. You were talking about that, Eric. Is if somebody is going to have one of those installed in their on their patio, on their deck or something, the power for that, is that that's not – it doesn't sound to me like something you just plug in. So just, do you need an electrician to then – to get power to this, to power it, then you got heaters and electric heaters generally take more power, 30 amp circuits, stuff like that.
Yeah, for the most part, we can set it up where we just plug in. We're basically plugging in. It's not a not a very not a huge motor or anything to operate the louvers or the screen. But yeah, exactly what you said with the heater. If you add the heat element, it's a heat lamp that is attaches to the ceiling. We do have to upgrade to a 220, so we do have to bring in an electrician for that.
Sure, that makes sense.
You know, so it's everything else we can run off of a plug-in and we're in good shape. So that's pretty simple. But yeah, if we add the heat, we got to add more power.
And these aren't just sitting on your deck or on your patio. They're going to be secured so the wind doesn't blow them away, right?
Yeah, definitely. If these are not fixed. Anything like this, you know, I even see some people that okay, you know what, they don't, I mean, the stuff we do is not cheap. That's for sure. We're building permanent structures. They have to be secure. We have to build the footings. These are everything that we do is for permanent use. Now, the interesting thing is that, when you go to sell your house, if you wanted to take one of these structures with you, they're not difficult to dismantle and take with you. So if you did not want to include that as the as part of the sale of the house, disclose that. So it can be something where you just call us up and say, hey, can you guys take it down and then rebuild it at our new place? You're not going to do that with a deck or an outdoor kitchen or an in-ground pool, but these louvered automated louvers, these structures, we can make that switch.
Okay. Excellent.
Not moving the pool.
No.
Right.
So I went to outdoorlivingunlimited.com to check out what's going on, and I see a food drive pop up on the screen. What's that about?
Yeah, so Siding Unlimited and Outdoor Living Unlimited are two companies. We're partnering with Hunger Task Force, and we're just trying to, you know, the time of the year that everybody, you know, starts thinking about giving back or giving, you know, or starts is around Christmas. Like that's when we just kind of all have that feel. Life stops around the holidays for us, whether, you know, whether it's work or play or anything like that. And then we start focusing in on our holidays and our family. And then you start thinking about giving and trying to help others out. That's real easy around the holidays. So that's when a lot of these groups like Hunger Task Force, Salvation Army, even Children's Hospital, all of these groups that so dearly need our support, you know, the community support, they load up like they're, but then it's after the holidays, you know, it's the springtime, it's March, it's this time of year when, you know, the need is still there, the need is still strong. But it's not in the forefront of our minds because it's not around the holidays. And so our goal is to bring this to everybody's attention afterwards. Just try to do another boost in the community to give Hunger Task Force more branding, more awareness, and maybe give people a chance to, hey, give back now, because, you know, there's lulls in their year. You know, their year slows down. This is one of them. Right after a major push around the holidays, this is where they're struggling to, you know, get the shelves back up so that they have food to donate to those in need. So that's what sparked this drive for us to sponsor it and partner with Hunger Task Force. Is a timing thing. We think this is a great time to help them out. So we have, you know, just you can drop off food at our showroom. You can go to the Hunger Task Force too. You know, we don't want to stop you from going different places. We also have QR codes that or a QR code that you can, or you can go to the Hunger Task Force website. And but we have a QR code on our site that you can, you know, donate online as well as a virtual drive. So just trying to drive more of the awareness and get others to donate something. And what's cool about that little QR code is that if you just want to donate $5, do that. Like, do something. It makes you feel good. It makes you know that you're helping out. And somebody on the other side is definitely in need of it.
I love it. Another half hour to go with Eric Brown. Get your calls and texts in. The Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line is 855-616-1620. Now we go over to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Sean Brenda. Good morning, Sean.
Thanks, Dayton.
Need advice? Call 855-616-1620. Our expert home inspector is here to help. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
David Nason over there, Dayton Kane over here, and Eric Brown with us this hour from Outdoor Living Unlimited. You can find them at outdoorlivingunlimited.com. And it says, your dream patio is within reach. And then there's a little form I can fill out to have somebody contact me. Why do we start with the patio, Eric?
So we always look at, earlier I talked about how walking out of your patio door into your yard, like that's what we do. We build the hardscapes, and we always use we use decking and like pavers as the foundation. Like that's what you're walking out. That's the floor. That's what you're walking onto. So that's why we say that's the foundation. That's the start. I always compare it to like, when you want to build like your backyard's like a canvas, and then the you know, the decking, that's what we're starting with, is the type of paint we're starting with is what we're putting out there that you're going to walk out on. And now your imagination is whatever it wants, whatever you want to do after that, we can build. We can add the dimension, you know. So once we build the deck, once we do the paver patio, whatever, we're just going to fit your backyard and whatever you're looking for a style. Now we can add the dimension, add the pergola, add the a retaining wall, add a fire pit, add a fireplace. You know, whatever it is you're looking for, that's how we want to build this up. But it has to start with something. So we start with decking and the patios, paver patios as a foundation, as the beginning.
It makes sense, right? Build from the ground up. So, and when you say these paver patios, I mean, it's not like I did in my backyard where I just found some under the mud and threw up a fire pit with them. This is like beautiful stuff. Like I see all different designs and colors, yeah,
right.
And it's gorgeous.
Well, it's like anything else. You know, we have so many different options with anything, with product, and you can find, you know, cheap, you know, poorly made product where the colors don't last or the colors don't look like they're the popular ones or the nice ones. Like the color, it just looks like they're off a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Or you go to high-end stuff and the stuff that's made with quality. They've gone through the testing. They like pavers that seat the color into the concrete deeper. You know, that stuff that's going to last longer. They've tested it. You know, decking that's been tested against the UV rays with the sun that's going to hold their color longer. You know, there's a lot of different technology out there. There's technology where they're taking decking and they're printing the color, or they're printing the grain of the wood onto the deck and then they're pushing it out. And that's, some of those don't hold the color very well. You know, with the ultraviolet rays from the sun beating down on it on a daily basis. So there's definitely a big swing in quality when it comes to these products. And so if you're looking for something that's going to last, something that's going to look fantastic, and then also typically these companies that provide high-quality products stay in business longer and then can support the customer longer if something were to happen. Right. It doesn't happen very often, but we've gone back. Like we're Wisconsin's number one TimberTech deck installer, and TimberTech is the most trusted brand in the country as far as decking goes. And, you know, I think over the last 15 years of using their product, we may have had three warranty claims. I think two of those were actually homeowner induced, and TimberTech came through and covered and took care of us, you know, and backed us up on stuff. You know, so it all comes back to working with the right quality, working with quality and the right contractor and the right product supplier and company.
So, Eric, I see on the website a picture of a deck, and some of the elements, the bench and the pieces of decking are actually curved. So are you able to bend the product, or do they order it that way? Does the manufacturer do that?
So the aluminum railings, the railings we order curved, but the deck boards, like the bench that you see, or if you build a deck and instead of a rectangle, you want some curves to it. So instead of square 90 degree mm-hmm. angles, you right. want some curves to it. We can build those on site. So we have these blankets that heat up. They're the length of the board. So they're little sleeves that you slide the board into. They warm up the board, and then the board actually comes out. It looks like it feels like a spaghetti noodle, mm-hmm. you know, that's already been boiled. And you can form it. And then once you get it formed the way you want it, you let it cool, and now it's there in that position. And you know, now it's
retains
now it's there.
Our memory.
It retains this that yeah, yeah. It has it keeps that shape, mm-hmm. but it also does not break down the deck board as you bend it. You know, mm-hmm. sometimes you take like plastic or something like that, you bend it, and now you're changing the color. You're changing the you know, you're bending it, and you're breaking it, so to speak. Mm. It actually forms with it, and stays the same color, same shape, same grain pattern. All of that stays with the deck board as it's formed into these different curves.
Very cool. You can see a bunch of this at outdoorlivingunlimited.com or at Instagram. When I scroll your Instagram, I'm just, again, amazed at the projects that are being done at Outdoor Living Unlimited. It's high-end, huge scope, beautiful stuff that I would think would be in the movies, but that's going on right here in Wisconsin. So really cool stuff. We'll be back with more with Eric Brown, 855-616-1620. If you have questions on how to maintain any of this stuff that they're putting in, how it's being put in, we'd love to hear from you. It is a Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
If you got a problem, you know we'll solve it. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Dayton and David here with Eric Brown from Outdoor Living Unlimited and Siding Unlimited. You are at the home show this weekend and through the week. It's closed Monday and Tuesday, but otherwise going on now through next Sunday. Three different booths you can find. Siding Unlimited, Outdoor Living Unlimited, and then the Pella Siding Unlimited booth as well. And you, I hear you got some tickets maybe, Eric.
Yeah, so earlier in the show, I mentioned that sometimes going to these shows can be costly, can be expensive with parking and stuff. Well, some tips and tricks to save a few bucks. We have a stack of tickets, so while supplies last, while they last, if you want to stop in at our showroom, now we're open. The showroom itself is open today until noon, closed Sunday, but then open, you know, business hours Monday through Friday. So if you're looking to go to the show and you want some free tickets, stop by our showroom. We'll give you a couple free tickets. Not a problem. Save a few bucks there. And then always the tip and trick is to park on the street and then walk in. Yeah, you can save a few bucks that way.
That's what I do when I go down to be at our booth. I park on the street.
Yeah, so. So there are ways to get in that will save a few bucks if you're looking to go. Otherwise, if you don't mind, pay for the parking, pay for the ticket, and then pay for the cheeseburger.
There you go.
You're going to eat down there.
That's at our Waukesha offices, right? That's where you can get those tickets? Because you got to remember, we've got two showrooms now, Eric.
That's right. We have our other showroom is in Madison, at 2018 South Stoughton Road. And, yeah, the tickets are going to be at 665 Larry Court in Waukesha. So, like we mentioned earlier, the easiest way to get there is to punch those digits into the GPS, 665 Larry Court, and let your car just bring you right into the parking lot. But we're right off 94 near Gerke's Corners, like in that area.
Okay, and we've branched out to Madison now. Mm-hmm. How long has that showroom been open, Eric?
Not quite a year. Okay. Actually, it was last year in June when we opened it up, and it's amazing. When I get out there, I get out there every once in a while. I try to get out there once a week. Sometimes I get out there twice. When I get out there and I walk in there, it's like walking, like it's still new to me. But there's so much. So I feel like I'm going to have that feel, for a long, long time. There's just so much to look at. There's so much to check out, and it's done in a really nice way. Our Outdoor Living Unlimited stuff is presented really well out there, while our Siding Unlimited stuff is presented really well in Waukesha. But both showrooms are worth going to. And I always say, if you live in Heartland, Oconomowoc, Johnson Creek, if you're along that, Watertown, Mequonago, like if you're in that area, in between Milwaukee and Madison, call us up and we'll tell you, you know what, if this is what your project is going to look like, let's come into Waukesha. We can show you better here, or let's meet out in Madison. We can show you better there.
Yeah.
So we can utilize, they're not that far apart, and we can utilize both showrooms to really give the homeowner the right ideas to be comfortable with the plan that we're going to put in place.
And we're going to throw it out there. We're about a month away from the open houses that are coming up in April, too, so keep your eye on that. Go to OutdoorLivingUnlimited.com or SidingUnlimited.com and check out either side of the company. We have one segment left with Eric Brown when we come back. It is the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
David and Dayton. One guy knows what the heck he's talking about. We'll let you figure out which one it is. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Sponsored by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited each week. Eric Brown from Siding Unlimited and Outdoor Living Unlimited on with us this hour. Thank you for joining the show. We appreciate that. We talked about Madison. We are also a proud, how you say it, Eric, because I always screw it up.
Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
There you go. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And what does that mean? We're supporting the community? Do we get free tickets? Am I going to a Badger game? What's up?
Ironically, we don't get free tickets.
Okay. All right.
it's our ability to be able to just brand ourselves with the Wisconsin Badgers, with Wisconsin Athletics, talk about it. You know, they're not going to just partner with anybody. So there is a level of, you know, awareness that, hey, you know what, we're a good company. We've got a solid brand. So are the Badgers. And so when companies and groups like this partner up, even with the Hunger Task Force, us partnering up, like Hunger Task Force isn't going to want to partner with somebody that's going to bring their brand down. Same with Wisconsin Athletics. So we do that because we just want to just build the awareness of who we are in the community, and that, you know, we're here to really do the right things. Support our customers, and sometimes stuff like that helps just develop peace of mind with homeowners, knowing that, hey, we're all tied together in the community doing the right things and building our area, you know, to be a better, stronger area, even if it's at the house level or if it's at the college level or even at the doing the stuff that we're doing with Hunger Task Force. All of that's important. We're at a place in our, you know, we're at a point now where we can do that type of stuff. So it's fun for us. And it just makes cheering on Wisconsin to beat BYU tonight, you know, that much more fun.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. So you said better and stronger in that conversation there. These products that we're building with Outdoor Living Unlimited, I mean, David loves the term no maintenance. So is this stuff, no, really, how does this stuff hold up? What are we using to create these spaces, and what kind of work am I as a homeowner then putting myself into?
Honestly, like most of the stuff that we use, you know, if you just take I don't like power washers. I think that's way too abrasive to the products that we use, siding, decking, all of that stuff. But if you take your hose on your hose is a little bit of a power, you know, like that little bit of a regular hose, that'll keep the dirt off. That's fine. If you still see a little dirt that doesn't want to come up, you have to bring in something a little more powerful. Dawn dish soap, a soft bristled brush. Like, nothing is no maintenance. It's all low maintenance. You still own a house. You know, dirt and debris still can build up. You know, you can't leave the leaves on a deck or on a paver or on any surface and let the tannins set in, but you can clean it up. And that's the best thing, is that you can clean it up.
Awesome.
Right. Low maintenance is the key. You know, there's always maintenance. You own a house, you need to take care of it.
Yeah, but these products will hold up. So again, absolutely, we have about a minute left. Just wrap up with what Everything Outdoor Living Unlimited can do.
Well, the sky's the limit. You know, honestly, we say bring your vacation ideas or bring your ideas to us, and we can put together a game plan to build that on your in your yard, off your patio door. But decks, outdoor kitchens, pavers, in-ground pools, the screen rooms, the automated louvers, automated pergolas, all of that stuff. Go on to Instagram at Outdoor Living Unlimited on Instagram, and you'll see some really cool video of jobs that we've done in the area, jobs that you could drive by, jobs that you know that the guys that built that can be building your project as well.
Awesome. Great to have you on the show as always. We thank you, sir.
Yep. Thanks, Eric.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Hey, I know you worked the Nary Home Show. Are you going to be at the home show at all this week?
I will be. I don't know my schedule just yet.
Okay. All right.
But next weekend I'll be available.
I will be there this afternoon until 4 o'clock so people can stop by and say hi to me. So thank you, sir. Yeah. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Yep. Thanks, Eric.
Yep.
David
thank
Mason.
You.
I will not be there.
Thank you for five glorious years on the Fix It Show. I appreciate you as a co-host and as just a friend and hanging out together.
Definitely.
I look forward to another 5 years as long as they let us keep doing this show.
Yeah,
so they haven't kicked us out yet.
Exactly. We're still here. We show up. They let us in the doors, and we're on the air.
Awesome. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thanks, you too.
Coming up next, Colleen Allsburg in for the Fox World Travel Show. Thanks for listening to The Fix It Show.
This has been The Fix It Show on WTMJ. Presented by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.